Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Signs at some area polling places are confusing and concerning some voters. The signs from Democracy North Carolina offer to help voters cast a ballot whether or not they have identification. Now, Democracy NC fought the state's voter ID law in court and has continued to criticize the law, claiming it is designed to intimidate voters. Elections officials noted that while ID is required, voters who don't have one can fill out an exception form. Now, if you do not have an approved government issue ID, you can get a free voter ID card at the Board of Elections through November 2nd. Now, speaking of elections in Columbus County, of the 37,000 registered voters here, 7,748 had cast a ballot as of Tuesday during the early poll. There have been a few lines at some of the polls, but there have been no major problems, according to elections officials. Early voting locations are the County Board of Elections Office, Chadron Municipal Annex, Bear Bluff Fire and Rescue, Ransom Center, and Taper City Courthouse. Columbus County and Columbus Regional Healthcare have entered into an agreement to convert the former Acme Delco School property into a medical facility for the east end of the county. Commissioners announced the new partnership at Monday's meeting. The CRHS referred to the deal as a strategic opportunity. Work on the project is expected to get underway in the very near future. Another pending project is a roundabout in downtown Whiteville. This will be at the intersection of Franklin, Lee, and Madison Streets. Now, the roundabout, of course, would replace the lighted intersection there. We have much more on that at ColumbusCountyNews.com, as well as how you can comment on the proposed project. A Taber City man has been accused of statutory rape of a child. Wally Dean Whaley, age 61, is being held under $1 million secured bond on a single count. The female victim was between the ages of 12 and 15 when the alleged rape occurred, according to warrant. We've reached out to law enforcement for more information. Hurricane Elaine donations are still being accepted at several locations across the county. We'll have a full list at ColumbusCountyNews.com, and we are updating that list today since there are some changes along the way, so just pay attention. There's still plenty of ways that folks can help. The Veterans Memorial Park is having a $10 spaghetti plate sale Friday to benefit the new Veterans Outreach Center at the park. Contact any park volunteer for a plate. Columbus County is going to hold a basic beaver trapping class Saturday at the Soil and Water Conservation Office at the county complex. The bounty for beavers this year is up to $80 per animal, but they just don't have very many trappers in the county. They're looking to change that. Call 910-642-2196, extension 3, to pre-register for the free class. Hallsboro is going to host a community trunk-or-treat and fall festival October 26th. That's Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. at Bogue Park. There'll be free hot dogs, candy, games, and much more. The Hallsboro Church of God is also sponsoring a trunk-or-treat Saturday evening, and Hallsboro Baptist will sponsor a fall festival and chili cook-off from 6 to 8 p.m. Lake Waccamaw Safe Night is Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. There'll be games, free food, trunk-or-treating, and much more. Western Prong Baptist Church is going to host Trunks of Treats at 821 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville on Sunday from 6:30 until 8:30. There'll be food, music, Tom's Coffee Truck will be out there, and a whole lot more going on. Everyone is welcome. Chadron Baptist Church is hosting Trunk or Treat Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. There'll be games, barrel train rides, face painting, a photo booth, hayride, and much more. Scout Troop 507 is going to host a fall carnival at the Veterans Memorial Park Monday at 6:30. There'll be food, games, and more. The park is located on U.S. 701 south of Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.